you know, as a person who flies a lot, I've heard a lot about DVT over the years. But now it turns out that DVT has a lot more causes and affects a lot more people than commonly thought.
Yes, it affects about 2 million people in the United States each year, and 300,000 die from a complication of DVT, which is called pulmonary embolism, or PE, and they claims approximately 300,000 lives annually.
Wow.
And that's more than breast cancer and more than AIDS combined.
Wow. Well, what is DVT, and what are some of the risk factors for DVT?
DVT is deep vein thrombosis. And the risk factors for DVT blood clots include restricted mobility because of hospitalization, due to acute illness or certain surgeries like a hip replacement surgery or a knee replacement surgery. If you've had prior DVT, which is my problem, so I am at greater risk. Your age, obesity, if you've had any kind of surgery, really, it's a cancer or chemotherapy treatment, certain heart and respiratory diseases, and smoking, and the use of birth control pills can definitely contribute.
Yeah, I didn't know that. When were you diagnosed with DVT?
I was diagnosed very, very early in my life, 1973 or 5 or something like that. I broke a foot, had a pretty minor fracture of my foot, of the fourth and fifth metatarsal, and I ripped and tore a lot of cartilage and ligaments, and there was a lot of blood which coagulated in my calf and moved up to my lungs, which is what happens when you have a PE, a pulmonary embolism. And I was on my way to do a concert in Australia, concert tour of Australia, and the next thing I knew, I was feeling like I was getting the flu. So here I had this cast on my leg, and I had flu-like symptoms, and I called my physician, and he said he heard what I was saying, that I had broken my foot and felt flu-like symptoms, and he told me to come to his office immediately, and I was put into the hospital, and I had a pulmonary embolism in both lungs.
What were your treatments like, and how long did it
take? I was in the hospital for about a month. It took me years to recover, to be honest with you. I was on blood thinners for about 2 years, and had to keep my foot raised a lot, and eventually, believe it or not, had hip surgery, hip replacement surgery, because I had, you know, favored the leg for so long. So, I've been, and I was at greater risk when I had the hip surgery.
Because you had previously had a DVT?
Yeah. The good news is that in most cases, the risk of DVT blood clots can be reduced. It's, I want to share my experience and encourage people to know what their stats are, what the risks are. So, I'm here on a campaign to increase awareness.
I think that's so very important. I know it's DVT blood clots, know the stats, know your risk. What is the campaign? What does the campaign entail?
The campaign entails knowing your stats and knowing what your risks are.
You said something, I've read a statement that you said, you always say, just keep moving. Remember, you have to help your doctor. And
I
love that point.
Yes. I think an active, healthy life, you know, combined with, you know, having those conversations with your healthcare professional really help you and help discover if you are at risk and what to do about it. And if people are curious and they want to go on and log on to DVT.net, they can find out more about it.
Well, now, if you're a caregiver, a family caregiver, and you have a loved one with Alzheimer's or cancer or obviously immobilized, a spinal cord injury, what should
right.
you be looking for with regards to the
symptoms? Well, usually there's a pain in the lower extremity, like in the leg, in the calf. And I mean, and there's you know, you'll feel these flu-like symptoms if it has gotten if it has progressed to pulmonary embolism.
Actually, we're not just talking about the leg. We're talking about the lung implications, too.
Well, the leg is the DVT. That is the deep vein thrombosis. When it moves up from the calf into the lungs, that's when it's a PE, and that's when it's a pulmonary embolism. And that's when it becomes, that's the complication. That is the complication. So the DVT is serious, but the complication can be a killer. I mean, 300,000 people in the United States alone die each year from this complication.
That's an amazing amount of people.
That's
incredible.
It's more than breast cancer and more than AIDS combined. It's quite staggering when you think about it, because so many people don't know, you know, what DVT actually is.
Well, or they have, like me, they thought it was just an implication for, you know, airplane travel.
Exactly. Well, that can contribute as well.
What would you say the one most important piece of advice you'd like to leave with family caregivers?
I think the right complication is important for people to have with their healthcare professional, and if they feel they are at risk. Because so many people come up to me when I'm in these convention booths and ask me, you know, do you feel I have this or I have that condition? Do you feel I'm at risk? And I think that, you know, I'm not a doctor, and I really can't tell them, you know, whether they're at risk or not. But I think their physician can. I think they can go online and find out. And I think that people, if they really are sensitive to their bodies and they really, I mean, I knew something was wrong with me. I didn't know what was wrong with me, but I knew something was dreadfully, dreadfully wrong with my body when I was sick.
Well, you know, and that's important too, to pay attention. And I think that what you're doing for people around the country is so very important, because you're allowing them to learn about this, know the stats, know their risk, pay attention, and not be afraid to go to their doctor and say, "Hey, I have these symptoms," when maybe before they wouldn't have. Oh, it's just a pain in the leg.
Right. And therefore lose their lives.
Exactly. Well,
see, this blood clot breaks off from the calf and moves through your bloodstream through the vein, actually, into your lungs.
Well, and so many people that, you know, have loved ones who are ill, their loved ones are immobilized. There are, you know, this is definitely an implication that we need to hear more about as caregivers.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I mentioned that, you know, if one is obese or pregnant or on blood thinners, they also are at greater risk.
It's such an honor talking to you. I appreciate this.
Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted to have...